So how can the gopis become proud? There are different levels of understanding this. One is that Prabhupada says that even if exalted devotees like gopis become proud, Krishna leaves them. So it is for our instruction that Krishna demonstrates that the pride is, he doesn't like it at all, that even he will leave exalted devotees like the gopis. In the Anandanavan Champu, there is another reason given for this. So actually all the gopis, they are simply concerned with Krishna, and they are concerned with loving Krishna, and they are concerned with pleasing Krishna. So they feel that among all of us, it is Radharani who loves Krishna the most. So when Krishna is with all of us, then Krishna cannot relish Radharani's love. And Radharani's special love for Krishna cannot be known. So therefore, the gopis act as if they are proud. And they act as if they are proud so that Krishna leaves everyone except, leaves all of them except Radharani. And he goes with Radharani. And when Krishna goes with Radharani, at that time, Radharani is initially elated. Oh, Krishna is only with me. She feels overwhelmed by love. But then she starts thinking, but what about Lalita? What about Vishakha? You know, what will be their plight without Krishna? They will be devastated. So if they are my sakhis, and if they are devastated, how can I enjoy Krishna's association for myself like this? So then as Krishna is taking Radharani deep into the forest, at that time Radharani starts thinking, what should I do? So she starts acting as if she is proud. She says, Krishna, no, I am very tired. I cannot walk any further now. So she is thinking that if I speak like this, then Krishna will slow down. And the gopis are searching for us, they will catch up with us and they will find us. But what happens? Krishna, he says, oh, he says, because it's a forest, Krishna acts as if he gets angry with her. He gets displeased with her for her unsubmissiveness, for her pride. Because this is a forest, and I cannot get a palanquin for you. So, you climb on my shoulders and I'll carry you. And Radharani is surprised by Krishna's angry tone. She looks up and Krishna has disappeared. And she is devastated. She says, Krishna, please don't leave me and go away like this. So, in Kavi Karnapur describes that Krishna goes away like this. Is Radharani, in her mind, she thinks about Krishna. And sometimes when we have some very important discussion with someone, and we actually mentally replay the discussion. If I say this, they may say this, then I will say this, then they will say this, then I will say this. So like that, Radharani, she actually mentally replays the whole conversation with Krishna. She says, Krishna says that I don't like how you became proud, that's why I left you. She says, no, I was not proud, I was simply concerned about the other gopis. Krishna said, you know, I wanted to be with you. Why didn't you thwart me? He says, no, Krishna, I also want to be with you. I want to serve you. It's only that I felt other goals. My sakhis would be so distressed. Krishna says, I am displeased by your unsubmissive behaviors. Krishna says, please come back. You know, I will die in separation from you. So Krishna says, you know, the other sakhi, other gopis are also separated from me. They have not died, so you will also not die. Radharani says, no, but at least they have each other's association. I don't have anyone. I am alone. Please come back, Krishna. So Krishna says, they will soon find you. I am not coming back. So, and as Radharani says that Krishna is really not going to come back, she swoons. And then all the sakhis come running over there. They're searching for Krishna and they find Radharani over there. So the point is, later on Krishna says that he separates himself from his devotees so that he can intensify their love for him. So the separation leads to the intensification of the love. So it is for that purpose that Krishna enacts his whole pastime. So actually the gopis don't become proud, nor does Krishna misunderstand and think that the gopis become proud. It is that there are different levels of understanding this pastime. At the innermost level, it is the sweetest reciprocation of love between Krishna and the gopis. And not just Krishna and the gopis, between the gopis and the gopis also. And it culminates in Krishna demonstrating to the world how intense is the love of the gopis, that even when he rejects them, they don't reject him. That even when he abandons them in a sense, all alone in the forest, the gopis don't abandon him. That their love for him is so great that in separation from him, they attain greater absorption in him. So the whole pastime of the gopis apparently becoming proud is meant to reveal the glory of their love to the world.